ジャパニーズポッド101でおじゃる。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to the new JLPT N4 prep course lesson 9. I'm Jessie and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Hello everyone, Naomi here.
Up until now, we've covered all sections of the JLPT test except one.
Listening, right?
That's right, the listening comprehension section.
Listening is known as 聴解 in Japanese, and 聴解は35分間です。
The listening section lasts 35 minutes.
問題は28あります。
There are 28 questions in the listening section.
聴解は問題1から問題4まであります。このレッスンでは問題1だけを勉強します。
There are 4 different types of questions in the listening section, and in this lesson we will be focusing on 問題1。
問題1は短い文を聞いて質問に答えます。
In question 1, you will listen to a short conversation or paragraph and answer the questions. We'll do some actual practice questions in the audio, but first, let's look at question 1 in more detail. Naomi-sensei, can you please read us the instructions?
はい、もちろん、sure. 問題1では、まず質問を聞いてください。それから話を聞いて、問題用紙の1から4の中から正しい答えを一つ選んでください。
Listen to the question first, then listen to the conversation or paragraph to find the answer. Choose the best answer from 1 to 4. They actually play the question they're asking you twice, once before the listening and one more time after the listening.
Right. But the tricky part is the question is not printed in the booklet.
True. The question is not in the booklet, so you have to listen very carefully to catch what they are asking you.Keep in mind that only the answer choices are printed in the booklet.
そうですね。よく聞いてください。
In the last JLPT series we did for the old level 4, we told you about the types of questions that often show up on the listening.
そうですね。For example, the questions that ask about location, the appearance of something or someone, and the date.
In JLPT N4, however, there are more types of questions, and they get a little bit more complicated. You may be asked about future actions, for example.
例えば、for example, 女の人はこれから何をしますか? What is the woman going to do?
You may be asked about the order of actions.
For example, この人は次に何をしますか? What is this person going to do next?
You may be asked about items and the amount.
For example, 男の子は何をどのくらい買いますか?What item and how much of it is the boy going to buy?
You may be asked about information on a chart.
For example, 正しいグラフはどれですか? Which chart are they talking about?
Speaking of charts, we compiled some grammar and expressions that are used a lot when talking about data and charts. They're in the lesson notes, so make sure not to miss those.
Okay, now let's move on to the practice questions.
Now is the time to get out the lesson notes.The answer choices are printed in there, and you'll need to see those to do the questions. Are you ready? Let's get started.
1番
男の人と女の人が話しています。女の人は何をしますか?
うわぁ、雨だ。傘、持ってこなかった。また下のコンビニで傘買わなきゃ。
あ、僕今日車で来たのでよかったら送りますよ。
いいんですか？
でも10分間だけ待ってもらえますか？明日の会議の準備をしておきたいので。
手伝いましょうか？
いや大丈夫ですよ。下のロビーで待っててください。
はい。
女の人は何をしますか?
Okay, did you get the answer? First of all, Naomi-sensei,
はい、
what was the question asking?
女の人は何をしますか? What is the woman going to do?
And the correct answer was?
4, choice 4, ロビーに行く。Because the man said, 下のロビーで待っててください。
Please wait in the lobby.
And the woman said, はい。
Okay. So we know from this that the woman is going to wait in the lobby. Let's quickly look at the other answer choices.
傘を買う。Buy an umbrella.
Now, we know she's not going to because the man said he'd drive her home, right?
Right. He said, 僕、今日車で来たので、よかったら送りますよ。
I came by car today, so if you like, I'll drive you home. You might know the verb 送る as to send, but it also means to take someone home.
Right. Another choice was 会議の準備をする to prepare for a meeting.
Now, they did say something about a meeting, right? What was it?
Well, the man said 10分間だけ待ってもらえますか?明日の会議の準備をしておきたいので。
Could you wait for 10 minutes? I want to prepare for the meeting tomorrow. So that's what the man is going to do, but not the woman.
Exactly. The last answer choice was 男の人を手伝う。Help the man.
Now, the woman does say 手伝いましょうか? Shall I help you? But what did the man say in response?
いや、大丈夫ですよ。No, it's fine.
Which leaves us with the correct answer. She's going to go wait in the lobby.
Okay, let's move on to the next question.
2番。
男の人と女の人が話しています。男の人が次にすることは何ですか?
次は卵を一個入れる、と。
あ、違う違う。卵を入れる前に火を止めるの。ちゃんとレシピ見てよ。
え、肉を入れ、塩、胡椒を入れた後、卵を入れるって書いてあるよ。火はその後だよ。
嘘。火を消してから卵を入れて、蓋をするんじゃないの?
ほら、レシピのここに。
あら、失礼。じゃあ、入れて。
男の人は、次に何をしますか?
Okay, did you get the answer? Naomi-sensei, what was the question asking?
男の人は、次に、何をしますか?
What is the man going to do next?
And the answer was?
1. Choice 1. 卵を入れる。
So let's quickly run through the conversation. The man was about to put in the egg, but the woman stopped him, right?
Right. She said, 違う違う。That's wrong.
But the man points out what the recipe said.
肉を入れ、塩胡椒を入れた後、卵を入れる。って書いてあるよ。
The recipe says after putting in the meat, salt and pepper, add the egg.
The woman realizes that she was wrong, so she says, あら失礼。じゃあ入れて。
Oh, excuse me. Okay then, add the egg.
So we know that the next thing the man will do is add the egg.
And what were the other answer choices?
火を止める。Turn off the heat.That's what the man and women were arguing about.
Right, and that's what you have to do after adding the egg.
The other choice were 塩と胡椒を入れる to add the salt and pepper and 肉を入れる to add the meat.
We can tell that he already did these things though. If you remember, he said, the recipe says after putting in the meat, salt and pepper, add the egg.
That's right. So the correct answer of what he will do next is add the egg.
It's important to listen closely to the conversation all the way to the end. Oftentimes, the correct answer will be revealed right at the end.
That's very true. So please listen closely all the way to the end.
Okay, so how was 問題1 of the listening comprehension section? In this lesson, we did two practice questions, but we have two more for you in the bonus track of this lesson.
So, for more practice, please listen to the bonus track.
That's all for this lesson. Please stay tuned as we cover more listening in the next lesson. See you all next time!
じゃあまた、ボーナストラック聞いてくださいね。